This is KUT. There's a bill awaiting Governor Greg Abbott's signature that would eliminate straight ticket voting. Texas is one of 10 states that provides the option of voting for one party straight down the ballot. Straight ticket votes were almost two-thirds of all votes cast in the 2016 election, according to one study. But as KUT's Ashley Lopez reports, Republican lawmakers say this system just isn't working.
The push to end straight ticket voting started with this last election. A lot of Republicans in down ballot races lost big in the state's urban counties. In particular, a lot of Republican judges were voted out, including Aaron Lunsford of Harris County.
I think that I am sort of the poster child for why straight ticket voting is bad for Texas, because it results in the election of less qualified, experienced judges.
That's Lunsford testifying at a hearing on House Bill 25, which eliminates straight ticket voting in Texas. She told a Texas House committee she was by far the most qualified person for that judgeship. She says the only reason she lost was because of one-punch voting. But Manny Garcia with the Texas Democratic Party doesn't see it that way.
She lost because she's running against the vice chair of the Texas Democratic Party, who's an African-American, who's the African-American community's candidate of choice. She's an accomplished lawyer. That's why she lost.
Either way, political will was behind Republicans to get rid of straight ticket voting once and for all. But there are some issues that are sure to come up. Here's Manny Garcia with the Texas Democratic Party again.
Straight ticket voting is a preferred method of voting for a number of Texas's voters. In fact, to a majority of Texas's voters. And it's particularly popular with the Latino and African-American community in the state of Texas.
And legally speaking, that could be a problem. Alan Vera with the Harris County Republican Party warned lawmakers during that House committee meeting that they could be creating longer lines in Houston.
Ending one-punch voting needs to consider the fact that a significant percentage of Harris County voters will require about 2.5 times as long to complete the ballot as they do with one-punch voting.
And that's why Manny Garcia says Texas Democrats are watching this closely.
They're trying to make it harder for people to vote. It's why we continue to fight for the Voting Rights Act. And it's why we expect that this piece of legislation will ultimately head to the courts.
But it's not just Republicans happy to see one-punch voting go. Austinite Kevin Ludlow has run unsuccessfully as a libertarian against embattled Democratic Texas House Representative Donna Dukes. He's long pointed to straight-ticket voting as an impossible obstacle for third-party candidates.
I think raising the burden a little bit more on the individual to actually have to do some work, God forbid, in the electoral process, I think that's a huge positive.
However, Democrats argue there's no research that says eliminating straight ticket voting will automatically ensure people are more invested in down ballot races. They say it will just ensure fewer people will vote. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.